On the KSRO live line with us, she knows a lot about the homeless issue, that's for sure. A lot of experience from Jenny Lynn Holmes with Catholic Charities. Jenny Lynn, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you back. And we're talking about homelessness in general. And of course, the homeless encampment that is growing in the Roseland area. And it seems like there are a couple of issues here. Of course, the increasing homeless problem, even after the fires, especially after the fires, and the fact that the location of this encampment is in an area that's due to be redeveloped and due to be celebrated coming up next month.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, it's an interesting place to be right now in terms of working on this issue. You know, we have made so much progress as a community, reducing homelessness by a significant portion over the last few years. And then looking at, you know, kind of where we're at now after the fires, we don't even necessarily know in terms of the new numbers of homelessness and what this impact's really going to have. And it's a rolling impact, too. You know, there's the people who were initially displaced, but there's going to be second, third waves of people displaced just because our housing market has gotten so tight at this point.
Do you think do you think there is more to come that, you know, we haven't seen the complete influx yet from the fires?
Unfortunately, yes. I think when you look, you know, the best comparison I have was the 2008 foreclosure crisis. And as you saw people losing their homes and entering the rental market, you saw our lower income population pushed out and into homelessness for the first time ever. And we're already starting to see some of that happening with rents rising and, you know, people who lost their homes entering the rental market. But, you know, secondarily, we've got a lot of people right now doubled up, tripled up, living with family or friends. And eventually, you know, that's going to not be able to last for 2 years while we rebuild. So, it's, you know, you're going to see people displaced in that avenue as well. Again, kind of mirroring, unfortunately, what happened back in 2008. So we definitely haven't, we don't fully have our arms around what it looks like even right now in terms of numbers. And this isn't the last of it. There's going to be more.
Any issues with the annexation of Roseland coming into Santa Rosa? Will that play into a role at all?
Not necessarily, because you know, the place that they're at is, you know, county property, and you know, the county and city are working really great together. And you know, we're here, we're doing extensive outreach to people, you know, that are there and trying to get them into a service intervention, because you know, ultimately, encampments aren't a solution to homelessness. Really, it's a place for us to be and help them get into services in the long term. And, you know, we've been able to get several people placed out of the camp and into a, you know, a shelter. And you're looking at, you know, it was very cold this morning when we woke up. And
ridiculous.
Yeah. And, you know, as a community, we've got to be aware that people are literally sleeping outdoors in that. And we've got to do better than just tents and a camp. We need to really provide indoor opportunities for people to get out of this weather, because this is a very, very vulnerable population, physically very vulnerable. And cold mornings like we have had the last week can sometimes push them over the edge to a very serious condition.
And Jenny Lynn, you referred to this earlier about the progress that's been made. And as many of these encampments have been cleared up by the police department or by the county, then there has been a lot of progress made in terms of getting a lot of those folks into shelters. Now you've got something like 75 tents set up in the Roseland area. There can't possibly be enough beds left.
Well, you know, they're not enough beds in terms of immediately, but as we kind of look at turnover and people moving into housing or moving into other opportunities, longer-term programs, you know, we can make room definitely for individuals who want it. But we also have to know that shelter is not an option for everybody. For some people, you know, they're going to need to take a different pathway and they're going to have to bypass the emergency shelter system. And that's where we're working with several people there to actually get them into a home, you know, straight from the street into the home.
Yeah.
And, you know, you look at the Palms Inn, that's what we did. Most of those people had never been in an emergency shelter because the conditions they had, whether it was mental health or physical health, it just was not a good fit for them. And so we're trying to explore all opportunities and, you know, be creative in how we address those, so the people who are living there.
And it seems like, too, and you've mentioned it before, that it really, you need to develop a certain relationship and a certain trust mm-hmm. between you and the folks like who are trying to help and the homeless population. And that takes time.
It absolutely takes time. And I mean, if you think about it from their perspective, these people have fallen through every safety net. And, you know, we're kind of their last line of defense for them. And there's a lot of trust loss that has happened. And, you know, you'd couple that with, you know, mental health issues, or you couple it with somebody who's been outdoors for 5, 10, 15 years. It sometimes takes a long time to kind of have them trust and understand that we're here to help them ultimately get off the streets. And even more so, it's kind of changing the psychology of where they're at. You know, when you've been on the streets for a long period of time, you know, psychology starts to shift and you start to think homelessness is normal. Living in the tent is normal.
Yeah.
Being housed is not normal. And when you kind of pass that threshold, it takes a long time for us as staff to kind of re-engage, rebuild that trust and say, hey, actually having running water is normal. Having, you know, a hotel, you deserve those things too. But sometimes they don't think they deserve it.
You know, there's a lot of goodwill, as you know, Jenny Lynn, in the community right now. Anything we can do to help?
Yeah, we can. We definitely need a lot more capacity in our existing programs. We've expanded our Sam Jones Hall shelter. The council yesterday approved an additional 25 beds.
Wow.
And so we're feeding more people than ever. And, you know, we need help with cooking meals and serving meals and, you know, volunteers within our programs to kind of provide, you know, free up staff so they can really address the issue of housing these individuals. So we're always looking for volunteers and people who want to be a part of solving homelessness with us. So
the best way to contact you?
Yeah, our website, srcharities.org.
srcharities.org.
Yes.
All right. That is that's our holiday wish, to get more people to sign up to help you help the homeless. Jenny Lynn, thanks so much for being here. And if we don't chat before, happy holidays to you.
You as well. Thank you for everything.
All right. That's Jenny Lynn Holmes from Catholic Charities, trying to tackle a continual and very big problem in Sonoma County.